Now, if this is the case with the members, so too when it happens among the brethren, it attaches to us a reputation of foolishness and results in no ordinary harm. For as long as he shines, your beauty is also visible, and the whole body is enhanced. For he doesn't withhold the beauty to himself alone, but allows you also to revel in it. But if you extinguish him, you bring a shared darkness upon the whole body, and the misfortune you cause affects all the members alike. Indeed, if you maintain his brightness, you preserve the attractiveness of the entire body. For no one says, "The eye is beautiful," but rather, "Such a woman is beautiful." And if it also is praised, it follows the general acclaim. The same way it happens in the church. I mean, if there are any renowned individuals, the community reaps the good reputation, for the adversaries are not likely to separate the praises, but link them together. And if any are exceptional in speech, they do not praise him alone, but also the whole church. For they do not simply say, "Such a one is an impressive man," but rather, "The Christians have an impressive teacher." Thus, they make the acknowledgement communal.